Tax time is approaching, and now is the time to finish up and plan for your tax filing for 2008. Most of you will receive a statement from your employer naming your income and what was withheld. If you find you are getting a refund of any substantial amount, you didn't plan very well. I know you like the refund because it is like extra money. Truth is, it is your money that you loaned to Uncle Sam for months with no interest. Not such a good strategy if you plan to retire one day. If you find you do get a big refund, consult with your tax professional so you can see about upping your deductions so you take home more pay each week. And try not to spend it. After all, you lived without that refund all this year, so you can do without it next year unless something changes. Try and also establish a savings plan. You hear all the time from money experts, but few people listen. In our Money Matters show, we talk about buying an income with every penny you have. An example is taking $20 each week and buying a stock like McDonald's or Pfizer that pays dividends. I like super high-paying dividend stocks like the ones we have on our Super Dividend Payers list. By buying a few shares of a dividend-paying stock each paycheck, you cement in an income for the rest of your life. And that will probably grow to an even larger amount over time with inflation. After all, with all this money printing the feds are doing, you can count on inflation sometime in the future, and you can expect it big time. Remember, stocks go up like the price of an egg goes up. It's no different. By squirreling away dividend-paying shares every so often, you would be surprised how fast your dividends will add up, continually paying you as you grow older. Don't have enough to save every month? Most people can save at least something. And if you can't, consider working extra hours somewhere so you can save something. A dollar saved today can yield $20 later. Use this ideology every time you spend money and you really see how much that new car costs you. $20,000 borrowed today could be $100,000 in 20 years or so. Is that new car really worth $100,000? Probably not. Keep in mind, our Social Security system is technically bankrupt, and there are no viable plans right now to save it. With all us baby boomers retiring in the next 30 years, there probably will be big changes to the system, and they won't be for the better. Are you in a high tax bracket? If so, there are strategies to take advantage of the tax laws to reduce this year's taxes and postpone them till next year. Always check with your tax preparer for any strategy you plan to adopt, but consider paying property taxes for next spring now. Push forward any bonuses you may get now until January if your employer will agree to it. In short, you want to incur as many expenses as you can this year and postpone any income until next year, which will be January 1st. New tax laws are always occurring, and this year is no exception. Most tax preparers can provide you with a tip sheet on the new tax laws and how you can benefit from them. You can ask just about any tax preparer in town. Most will be glad to help in hopes of getting you as a new client. Do you have stock losses? This year will be a monumental one for losses. If you have previous capital gains held over from a previous year, or perhaps big gains this year in stocks or something else, you can consider selling some losing stocks to offset or pay back some gains. Never sell a stock you want to keep just for the tax advantages, of course, but the tax laws are there for you as well as against you, but it's up to you to utilize them. Finally, I always recommend if you have more than just a simple return or itemize a lot on your return, consult with a certified public accountant, not just a tax preparer. A CPA may cost you more, but one mistake or missed opportunity can easily cost you more than the few $100 it takes to hire the best. That's it for this week's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast were those of the speaker, myself, and do not necessarily represent those of KVMR, its staff, or underwriters. Finally, I'd like to wish you a very happy holidays and a happy new year. We'll talk in 2009. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.